Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, 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 okay, okay, fine. Did we annoy
you? You ran out of breath first. I win.
What?
Well, some people have a staring contest.
Yes.
If we had a staring contest in the radio, people wouldn't get it.
Oh, okay. And
because it would be really boring. It would just be really, really quiet.
So what did we just have?
So instead of a staring contest?
Yes.
We have a yelling contest.
Well, they get a little annoying. I'm sure someone, we lost a listener or two just flipping the radio because that was a little annoying. So for those who are still here, I'm glad you're here. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I won.
Well, that's fine. And this is Cheese, Please. If you haven't figured out it, where we bring you the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week. And apparently we're being a little weird this week. So I apologize a little bit, but stick around. You'll have more reasons.
It's only going to get weirder.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, Daffodil, did I tell you what I was doing over here? You know that last donut shop?
Yes.
The one
that we were at 3 days ago?
It was rather interesting because they had this thing on the table called the Wheel of Donuts. Okay, so...
You stole their Wheel of Donuts?
Well, no. They were about to throw it out. The contest was over. So I thought I'd put it here as a decoration here in the van.
Yeah, because you know what? We have lots of room for another piece of crap that you found.
Well, come on. What's the big deal? I mean, I can spin the dial and choose a donut I'm going to eat today. I mean, here we
okay,
go.
Hold it. Just, I have to bring reality into this.
What?
Well, spin first.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what donut I'm going to eat today. It's going to be a vanilla dip. All right.
Here's the problem.
What?
We're 200 miles away from the donut shop.
Oh, well.
So unless you happen to have a vanilla dip in like your lunchbox,
yeah,
you're not eating a vanilla dip today.
Well, how about the next donut shop we come by?
They may not have vanilla dip.
Well, in that case,
what are you going to do?
In that case, I'll just spin the wheel here. Here we go. If they don't have a vanilla dip, we'll go with a double chocolate. How's that? What?
I'm laughing.
Oh, thanks.
Quietly.
Okay, enough of this. We'll get into that a little later. Coming up on the show, musically, speaking of weird, we have Sherry Elf popping by. And it's been a while since we played something rather weird. Until today, of course. In the One Hit Wonder Why, Life is a Rock. And apparently the radio rolled somebody. But,
under the couch, probably.
Yeah, okay. But we're starting off with the Teddy Bear's Picnic by Don Thompson on the pipe organ a little later. But to start off the whole thing, ooh, look at that. Uh-oh, we're going to be in trouble. Music to strip for your husband by or something?
More of that old bumping and grinding, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Sonny Lester here on...
Cheese, Please!
We'll be right back.
Fridays with Don Thompson and the Teddy Bears Picnic.
That was so creepy.
You could say that's the Tim Burton version of Teddy Bear's Picnic, couldn't you, Daffodil?
You were expecting, like, teddy bears with big knives to come out or something.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? That's just like...
It was creepy.
Oh, that's from the album Don Thompson Plays Your Requests, Wurlitzer Magic.
I would never request that.
Someone did, apparently. And before that, we had more Bumps and Grimes, Sonny Lester and his orchestra. And I just for record, I want to get this straight. It's from the album More How to Strip for Your Husband, Volume 2, Music to Make Marriage Merrier. But what if you're not married?
Exactly.
You're screwed. Oh, well.
No, you're not screwed if you're not married.
Oh, don't go there. Anyway, my name is Snarfdude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Keys, Please.
Keys, Please.
And I'm playing with my Wheel of Donuts. If you're just tuning in, I sort of saved this from the garbage. They were throwing it out at the last donut shop we stuck or went through. So I'm going to spin it one more time. Daffodil, I was thinking maybe we can make a game out of this. We can call it the Donut Game.
Okay. How do you play?
Well, what you can do is if you spin it like this, you spin it, and it lands on something. If you have that donut, you get, the Honey Cruller. So I have that donut. I can advance on the board until
what
I get...
What board?
Well, the board I've yet to create. And with that, what I can do is if I can spin it, if I get a Honey Cruller, I can advance one or two steps. And from there, whoever gets to the donut shop first is the winner.
That's the dumbest game I've ever heard.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, where's the suspense? Where's the drama?
Well,
what happens if you spin and you get a chocolate dip?
Well, what can happen is that if you hit a police roadblock, if the policeman doesn't let you through, he eats your donut and you go back to square one.
You're wasting too much time talking about donuts. We have to finish the show.
Okay, fine. Moving right along to music, we have Sherry Elf this week on the show on the weird side of things.
Yes.
Did you find anything else about her, Daffodil?
Just that if you go to SherryElf.com, there are many strange things.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she also makes art.
Oh. Okay.
She makes music.
Yes.
And she makes art. All of her art is made out of crap that she digs out of garbage.
Well, that's not a bad thing, you know. Redo, reuse, recycle, you know, that whole thing.
You have to go look at the art.
I guess
so. Anyway, play the music.
Okay. We're playing Sherry Elf's Jesus at the Hardware Store coming up shortly. But we're starting off with her version of Ring of Fire right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Fire. Gentlemen, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now, there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
Jesus came up to me in the parking lot of the hardware store today. He said, "You look kind of lost in there. Could you use some help?" I told him no thank you, and I got into my car, but as I drove away, I said to myself, S? Elf? You've waited all your life for someone to notice how lost you look. Now you refuse help from Jesus of all people. Jesus, yes, I'm lost, and I could use some help. I just was not expecting you there in the parking lot of the hardware store. You know, I'm kicking myself, and my thoughts are full of what would have happened if I would have taken you up on your offer. But now it's too late. I went and sent you away. I know Jesus, he's still out there. He's canvassing all of the parking lots of all of the hardware stores of these great United States, and he won't stop there. Soon you'll find him in the parking lots of all of the hardware stores of all of North and South America. And then he'll migrate over to Europe and Africa and China. Wait, do they have hardware stores in China? And do they have parking lots? Well, knowing Jesus, that won't stop him. You have to have your act together pretty good to be the Son of God. Jesus, yes, I'm lost, and I could still use some help. But I think from now on you should wear a t-shirt or a button that says, Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, your understated approach took me by surprise. I thought you were talking hardware, but no, you were talking eternal life and salvation. I'm still regretting how in my haste I sent you away. This song goes out to Jesus, wherever he may be wandering, for his untiring perseverance in soliciting unsuspecting shoppers there in the parking lots of all of the hardware stores of this great earth. Jesus, we love you, and we respect your clever new marketing strategy. Jesus, it's so lost, but I feel the problem is resolving itself. From now on, my eyes and ears are open, and I'm much more prepared to meet saviors and sons of God while I am shopping in hardware stores. But not only hardware stores, wherever I shop. Wherever I am, I look deeply into the eyes of my fellow earthlings, and I look for Jesus. Jesus, yes, I'm lost, but I'm feeling a little better. I still like the idea of a t-shirt or a button. Some of us are a little preoccupied and we need to see a label. Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus today?
Well, you never know. He may be in the van. I really don't
There's
know.
There's no room in the van for anyone except for you and me.
Just checking.
Just saying.
You know, I was sitting here listening to that song, and it's like, that sort of makes sense. That just makes sense. I really don't know what to say other than that sort of makes sense.
Okay.
It makes me ponder, Daffodil.
It's kind of like the idea of Elvis serving coffee at the coffee shop.
Or in the
pumping gas?
Isn't it in the Kalamazoo Burger King he showed up in Weekly World News at one point?
Something like that.
Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, where we bring you your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And including, oh yeah, I gotta hit the button, this.
You wonder why these cheesy songs were hits?
Yeah.
We do too.
Why?
It's time for One Hit Wonder Whys.
That made me ponder so much I didn't know what I was doing.
You lost track.
Oh, just, I don't know
so
what to say.
So what's in the One Hit Wonder Why this week?
Oh, a song from a group called Reunion. I think there were a bunch of studio singers back in the 70s, and I really don't know why this was a hit other than it's catchy.
That's what why it's a hit.
Just
catchy songs, no matter how cheesy they are, can be hits.
And I can't sing this. This is tricky, so let's just play it now. Reunion and Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me.
On Cheese Please.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady. Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire. Locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction. Baby, baby, got it, gimme, getting hotter. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My Vista Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco Poppin', Fats back and finger popping.
Life is a rock.
Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Roller Stone, Zenda Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Cancer Now, I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paula, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Places, Sly Guitars, and Fender Basses, Mushroom Mumble, Bonnie Bramlett, Wilson Pickett, Stop and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio. Life is a rock, but the radio.
Jay and Dale and Ronnie, Kukla, Fran and Norman, Oakla, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, JJ, Caleb, ZZ Top and LLB, then Dee Dee Dana, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud of CC Ryder, Edgar Winter, Jonas Summers, Eyes of Marcia, Connie Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doo-Dah, Doo-Dah, Good Vibrations, Elby, Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me. Gotta turn it up.
A rock, but the radio rolled me. Yeah, that's
Mr.
Radio Announcer. I'm rolling you. You betcha. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good when I talk like this.
I bet.
What? What? It's my radio announcer coming out of me.
Let me have that.
What?
Live donuts. I
want
to look at
No.
I'm not gonna hurt it.
No.
I'm not gonna break it. I just want to check it out. I want to spin it.
Okay, here. Go ahead.
I want to have my turn to spin.
Okay, fine. You promised I wouldn't talk about the last time we talked, and, well, what? Oh, what are you doing? Hey!
I'm spinning!
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
What are you getting?
Nothing I like.
Okay, one
keeps
more.
Keeps landing on caramel apple fritter.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just. It's my time, you know. It's the whole thing. You know what I do at the end of the show every day. My name is Snarf Dude.
Yes, I know.
He got me all upset. I don't trust you with my wheel of donuts.
It's
the new Snarf Dude game, soon available at all toy stores near you. It's the Wheel of Donuts or the Donut Game, as I mentioned earlier. Okay, are you going to resist me actually opening the glove compartment this week?
Just open the glove compartment.
Okay, fine. Hey, what did you do that for? What? You put it in the darn glove compartment.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's not nice.
You don't need the Wheel of Donuts.
Okay.
All it does is encourage you to eat more donuts.
Okay.
Which isn't good. And okay. To want to make a game about donuts?
What?
It'll make the entire world fat. Eating donuts. So we're just going to put the Wheel of Donuts inside the glove compartment where you can't get it.
Oh,
and okay, move on.
Okay, that idea goes out the dumper. Will you knock off that evil laugh?
So what did you get out of the glove compartment?
We pulled out Billy Murray and the International Orchestra with Monkey Biz, B-I-Z-N-E-S-S.
Business.
Oh, Zed, Z, whatever.
Tennessee.
I forgot what country I'm in. Okay. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Have fun and don't forget to be cheesy.
Thank you.
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.